Radio.
Let's get soft if you wanna get soft with it.
Sometimes you feel you gotta love somebody, and that somebody is you. Sometimes we feel we need to touch somebody, touch somebody.
Let's get soft if you
want to
get soft with it.
Welcome to Emotional Hangs. I'm Kurt Brownler.
I'm Joe DeRosa.
This
Kurt
is the podcast.
Had a little hiccup there.
What,
you
really?
Went, like
I inhaled?
Welcome to...
It's
like you were jizzing in your pants
I haven't seen other people for so long. It's exciting to see other people. I've just been sitting at home waiting for a baby to come.
So you just... You're waiting for babies to come. You can get arrested for that.
Oh, Jesus. You're really starting this one off in prime form. Really in prime form. Thank you so much.
Sorry. Kurt's waiting on his baby to arrive.
Yes.
For his wife to go into labor and embark on the beautiful journey of childbirth.
So while waiting, I was like, let's bang out a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Before we hit record... I almost called you Paul. Sorry, I don't know where that came from.
Hey, Paul is my alter ego that you really can share with, and I'm willing to take it on.
Before we started, Kurt said, if my wife goes into labor, I will leave. He said that literally as the engineer is hitting record. Anyway, I hope that doesn't happen, because I'd like to finish the podcast, but I hope that it does happen soon.
Thank you.
Because that's, you know...
We're waiting.
You don't want some damn overcooked baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Welcome. It's good to see you, buddy.
You too. And for those of you who don't know, this is a podcast about adult friendship, getting vulnerable with each other. We've got some fantastic guests on. But before we get to them,
yes,
I think you have a little something.
So we're, as we keep saying on these podcasts, we're recording way ahead of schedule. So these are getting released on quite a delay for us. But the episode just came out a week ago. So it's like seven episodes before this one. But the one that just came out in the timeline that we're living in right now is the episode where you brought up the Nick Offerman thing at the party where he was wearing the vagina hat and you said...
Cat hat.
But it's a vagina.
Pussy hat.
Yeah, it's a pussy. Right. It's a cat that
pussy
also looks like
vagina.
A vagina and it's pink.
Yeah.
And
I made a bad joke.
It was a fine joke.
It
wasn't a great joke, but there was nothing. You were just trying to be funny,
right?
But to refresh your memories, Kurt made the joke. He was excited to meet Nick Offerman. He's a fan. Nick said something nice to him. Oh, you were funny in that movie I saw tonight, because this was at the Sundance Film Festival where your movie had premiered. And Kurt said, thanks, Nick. Be careful, or I might try to fuck your head later.
It's not my type of joke. It's not my type. It's a little bro joke that I didn't feel proud of.
Evidently, it is your type of joke, because you made it. So don't backpedal out of the joke now.
Okay.
But my point is there's nothing... anybody with a heart and a soul knows you were making a joke.
It was also
a little awkward. It's small talk. You did your best with what you had. All right? Nobody's saying it should win the Mark Twain Prize.
And but also, I feel like I blew it out of proportion as well, because it's not like Nick Offerman was like, I'm not talking to you no more, you asshole.
You said
he just gave me like a look like... and then walked away from me.
Which is annoying and stupid. But anyway, we talked about this on the podcast.
And Joe lost it on Nick Offerman. Really went for it.
I mean, he wasn't here. I just went off.
An imagined beef.
So now that episode has come out and we are getting some tweets about it where people are at replying me and Nick Offerman. Now I'm starting to get scared that Nick Offerman's going to hear the podcast. But here's the thing. In my defense, did I overreact? Possibly. I enjoyed it too. It was all out, the passion that I had for that was out of defense for my friend. I felt like it doesn't take much to just be friendly in a stupid human situation.
I like that you're doubling down on it. I thought maybe you were going to backpedal a little bit.
No!
You're now doubling down on your remarks.
Well, I'm trying to explain it in a little more comma fashion at this point. But my point is it's a human situation. We all say dumb things. We all get awkward. It doesn't take much to just go, oh, buddy, you know, and pat the guy on the back. And it's not like you insulted him. It's not like you were taking a shot at it. And then I would understand, like, if he was like, oh, this fucking dude's going to take a shot at the guy from Parks and Rec. I get it. I get it all the time. It wasn't one of those things. It was you were making a dumb joke and he stoned. I just don't care for that. It doesn't take much.
Now, I would like to say, Nick Offerman, now that you're a big fan of the podcast and listen all the time, we'd love to have you and a friend on. And we'll talk about this. We'll talk about this imagined beef between you and Joe.
I'm sure he's going to run right down here to do this.
Let me take the invitation is out there.
Yeah, let me take a break from hanging out with my famous wife and being famous to go do that podcast where they sort of shit on me for a whole episode. I didn't mean to. I wasn't trying to shit on the guy. I just was. I get offended on behalf of my friend. So that's all that was. And I am kind of scared he's going to find out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to get into some sort of James Adomi and Alec Baldwin Twitter beef. If you're following that.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's bring in our guests.
One, two, three.
Hold on. Let's bring in our guests, but first.
One, two, three. Let's get soft. All right. We are very excited to welcome to the show two good friends, Jackie Cation and Laura House. Welcome.
Yes.
Hello, world.
Wow, let's get soft, Laura.
I like hearing you guys air it out. It's very sweet.
Get ready for it, because there's a lot more where it's coming from, and you guys are going to be doing it.
I like that it was acknowledging, almost apologetically, like we kind of went off on Nick Offerman, just to do it again. just to, whatever Joe said last time, that he essentially just said it all again, and there was no backpedaling, and it was like, no, it's not that hard.
Well, the point of the podcast, you're absolutely right.
I hope 7 weeks from now, when this drops, you go, you know what we mentioned? Right. I hope there's just a seven-week cycle going, but you know what? It does make me mad. Every 7 weeks, this is like, what are these weird tweets? Who is this guy?
This is the safe space. Like, that's the point of the podcast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it does function quite a bit like therapy.
Yeah.
In the sense that you can say, I have regrets about saying a thing, but I am upset about it. And then the reaction is always, it's okay. You're allowed to feel that way.
And you're a good friend. You got your buddy's back.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That's kind of the point of it.
Jackie doesn't get mad at people enough for me, for my taste.
Every 18 months, I like to shake somebody down.
Do you feel that that's true, Laura? Do you feel like that Jackie doesn't
it's never come up.
Have an anger threshold?
No, I think she's mad all the time. She's mad like an old man on a lawn all the time at everyone.
Really?
Jackie?
I've never seen...
Apocalyptic Magoo?
I've never seen her raise her voice.
It's not in the voice, it's in the old-timey language, which I don't... you know what? You maybe haven't noticed, because maybe you talk like that too. Here it comes. Because you were like, I don't care for that. I don't care for the way Nick Offerman treated you. That is along the lines
Jenderosa and I were raised in the Appalachians in the 20s.
Yeah, just to like... Yeah.
Jackie and I do... share a certain fur trader demeanor about ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. The sensibilities of an old prospector that's just didn't have it anymore. Didn't have it.
But are you not? So in this relationship, is Jackie the bad cop? Are you the good cop?
Oh, I'm plenty bad. I doubt it.
Yeah, no, Laura House has got some rage.
And so, although I teach meditation, so I like to present myself as a
That has always cracked me up. That has always cracked me up that Laura House teaches meditation.
All right, now this should be at the end, because this is something I've never heard.
Can I say this really quick?
Yeah.
Because I want you to do something. But really, first, Jackie just took off her sweatshirt, and you're wearing a T-shirt that has an orange picture on it. And I thought you were wearing one of those shirts where there's the hole cut out here to show like the cleavage hole. And I was like, whoa, Jackie's coming in.
That's how I... Yes.
You don't know sexy Jackie?
Here in my twilight years, I've decided to show some cleavage just in the middle of T-shirts. This is a fruit fucker T-shirt. This is a juicer and an orange. And it is the tale of a juicer and an orange being in love. My husband insists that this is not consensual. I insist that they were made for each other.
the juicer does look a little menacing.
It's a little Pepe Le Pew.
Yes.
The juicer.
Yeah.
So
now,
pushy.
Can you describe Laura's the way she expresses her disgruntledness or rage or anger? Because she, I like that she just described yours in a very fun way.
Kind of an old-timey way.
Yeah.
It's
I'm not the first, by the way. This isn't a...
Oh, to explain... The way my rage?
She said it about herself.
Right.
She's like, no, I've been an old man since I was a little girl.
But I enjoy that was your, that's how you see it. I'd love to hear how you see, because she gets angry too. How do you see her?
Let's take a page out of that, because here's how Laura House describes her own, is that it's through self-hatred.
Okay.
She hates herself, and so that's how she gets to you. Watch this. I don't like myself, and let me... And I'm rubber and you're glue.
It's called free reign. It's like when people go, oh, I can say that because I have a black friend. I'm like, no, I can say this.
Because I
feel this way about me.
So I can say this about anyone.
I can get real personal because I know the intricacies of this because I do it myself.
I feel this way about in here, so
yeah,
here it comes at your face.
You'll throw it at you. I bet you stare at a fucking wall all day. You say like a thing that you do and throw it at a person?
Yeah. Where I'm like, I guess I could come down to where you work and wait for somebody to hire you because I don't work that much. Yeah, it's a real zinger at myself. She's also referring to I have a show at the Improv Lab actually right now called How to Hate Yourself, where it's the premise of taking that voice inside that like is always shitting on you, and like what if that voice is right? Like it never really goes away. Maybe that's what we should be listening to.
Oh, I love that idea.
And that idea of like I'll have you on, like that idea of like what if we just listen to it? Like how to heighten that voice of like...
She teaches meditation, by the way. Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
It's like, because you shine a light on that hate voice.
Yes.
And it's a way to diffuse it, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's a way to diffuse it and make it absurd.
Okay.
Right. If you shine a light on that hate, it runs from the light and it sort of dissolves.
Now, how
don't you think?
I taught you to meditate. Are you still meditating?
No.
Okay.
So now I got to ask you guys, how did you guys meet? And then when you met, was it immediately known that you guys would be good friends? Or
sidebar, can we say?
Sure. Okay. Wait, didn't we meet with Jennifer McLean back in Austin Stories?
The other stuff I'm fine with.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, I'm not.
Fine.
Yeah,
I'm
fine.
Oh, this sounds juicy.
Yeah. You guys, we were trapped one time in a coal mine in South Carolina. And we don't like to talk about it.
You ate another person.
Only a foot.
We were three good friends. And then we were two friends and dinner.
Laura did a show on, was it MTV, right?
Yes, I was on MTV's first scripted comedy.
Austin Stories. With Howard Kramer and Chip Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Back when
there was like, it was the 10 spot and Hardwick was, it was the original at midnight. It was singled out.
Yeah.
Those were the days. Under 20 minutes.
Yes. The Sklars had a apartment 3B or something. They had a weird sitcom. Yeah.
That was
Joe's
was a block.
Apartment with the roaches.
Joe's apartment. Yeah, that was it. Yeah. No, the heyday.
And so I met you through that, and then we have known each other off and on for probably 15 years. But in the last couple of years, we ran into each other at an anonymous group that can remain anonymous. And so we started hanging out.
I feel like everybody knows what you're talking about when you say anonymous, so I feel
Sex and
like
Lovers Addict Anonymous?
Yes. We're sex addicts or something. She usually is wearing a keyhole boob shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
The keyhole boob shirt has gotten me some action.
We're sex addicts in different ways. Like it's fun, the unassuming sex addict. That's what we like to be like. No, I know. I just look
Trixie.
Like a regular gal.
Trixie.
But
hardworking and earnest.
Sex stuff.
Did your sponsor sit you down and go, Jackie, stop wearing the damn cleavage shirts to the meeting?
And then she switched immediately to rapey robots.
Rapey robots? Why isn't that the name of this shirt?
Yeah, that'll be our band.
Really so you good. Reconnected at an anonymous meeting.
Right.
We did.
Over non-drinks. Over us
Jackie,
not drinking.
I just feel like your code is.
Do you think my code sucks?
I just feel like it's.
No, I think we all think it's an anonymous meeting for the hacker group Anonymous.
Oh my God. Yeah. We're actually political activists, you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm working on my Fortran.
Right. Right.
So you guys met at a meeting.
We met in comedy.
A thousand.
I don't drink alcohol. And. And that...
me neither.
Jackie was someone who I knew who didn't drink alcohol before I stopped drinking alcohol. And sometimes you just kind of know that about a person. So the day that
Even though I never tell anybody, except for true? I do tell people.
It's okay to say you don't drink alcohol.
Right. There you go.
So
I always thought... That's interesting, because you did tell me that once, but I just took it as Jackie has never drank alcohol in her whole life.
Oh, no. I used to drink a fair amount.
Really?
It was, yes.
Oh, that makes me feel better about myself.
Oh, yeah.
Because I like to drink.
Yeah. Sure.
And
if you ever drink like me, you might want to look into it.
One day you have to stop.
It's very possible that I do.
Good for you.
But I'm alone in this world, exactly. So I deal with it in my own ways.
Right, right. If you treat it correctly, maybe you'll get to do it forever.
But just to share an emotion with you as we do here, that makes me, and I know that's sort of a negative thing to say, your thing makes me feel better, your problem makes me feel better about mine. Because when you said, we were at a show once at that VFW, do you remember we did that show? And I said... I was like, well, I'm clearly drinking through this entire show because we're in a VFW. And I came up to you. I said, do you want anything from the bar? You said, no, I don't drink. And my first thought was envy. I was like, oh, I'm envious of Jackie. Man, she gets her kicks off Star Wars and that's it. God damn it. What a pure soul.
Wow. What? How sane? How sane is she? No, just plugging along.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's outside looking in is real fun.
Huh? Oh yeah!
ever met a rich famous person that you turned up close wasn't happy?
Yeah,
you ever meet one of those?
Yeah,
I've met him on occasion, but yeah, like sort of happens in Los Angeles. Was like in the past couple of years, our schedules have put us into we just run into each other like a couple times a week, which is so nice. And then
you go get breakfast or coffee after.
Yeah, we've had a lot of breakfast and coffee, and then Jackie likes to do what she calls joke machine, what I call just writing with a person. she has to make it a game. Because that's Jackie's
Maria
charm.
And I turned it into a game, a toy.
You know what? I've heard Maria has been part of the conversation when it's come up, and she's like, she's less of a game about it. It's really just Jackie. It's really just when you go, oh, is this good for a joke? Or what about this punchline? The other person goes, oh, yeah, and what about this? And what about... It's just writing together. Yeah. She's like, I got this game called Joke Machine.
I like Joke Machine.
It's charming. Yeah. No, it makes... Then it's like an appointment you get
right,
to.
Right, you want to go play Joke Machine. And
you're like firing off premises.
Yeah, I have other friends who are like, please don't call it that.
The tag's coming back at you. Choo-choo-choo. So we do that and have coffee. But also, like, when I really... I was looking at my phone because I sent Jackie a text a week ago that, to me, is... This is one of my favorite things about Jackie Cation. So... Monday, March 6th. Uh-huh.
2017.
Yes. Thank you. I just did an open mic. I wrote this to Jackie. Texted. I just did an open mic, which sucked. Then I was told I should be doing a bit about Melissa McCarthy because I look like her and I sound like her, and that's what everyone is thinking. And I leave tomorrow for Portland to shoot a comedy special, and I want to slit my wrists. And 10 minutes later, Jackie says, well, A, it was an open mic. B, people are idiots and see a funny woman, and like Highlander, there can only be one. .. She texts in her... voice.
Yes.
Last year, it was Amy Schumer. See, you're hilarious and your special is going to be awesome. Next text. I'm on a floating buffet in Mexico and just talked to a guy half in the bag for an hour about escape rooms for the Dork Forest. she texted me from a cruise ship.
Oh, that's great.
Outside of Cabo.
I love that you're on a cruise ship.
I'm like, comedy and I want to be dead. Yeah. And she's like, I hear you, Highlander. I'm on a boat.
By the way, that half in the bag man was Sammy Hagar. Because you can't go to Cabo without meeting Sammy Hagar.
Oh my God, it was Sammy Hagar talking about escape rooms.
It was a Montreal comic by the name of Justin Hattrick. Anyway, his name's Hattrick, though, which is I think is the greatest last name ever.
Especially for a Canadian.
Right, or a comic, Hattrick. Remember the Hattrick?
Or the Hattrick, but I'm thinking three, hockey, the
Hattrick. Three hockey goals is a Hattrick.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So for a Canadian, that's a pretty great.
There's a reason you two are friends.
Yeah,
because you both get a,
yeah, you
a
both
hockey
did
reference.
The hockey stick move.
I've never played
Kurt
hockey
even
in my
put
life.
It on the other side just to accommodate you, because he wouldn't
so
have
want
shot.
To hurt
he
I
wouldn't
want
have
to hurt
shot
him.
That way.
Oh right, right, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
He knew the framing would be better.
Now,
so after I didn't know how to
go ahead.
Oh, you can go.
After you guys start like kind of re-met each other at the meetings, when was it that did you have a moment where you were like, I actually think we should be good friends?
I did. I was like, yeah, you had we were talking and you actually said to me that much like Joe DeRosa, you when I didn't drink and you were like, I think I shouldn't drink, I said something to you that you were like, oh, I could not drink and maybe not be a mess. That's what made me think, oh, well, then we could probably, because you make me laugh all the time.
Come on.
So, come on. But it's, yeah, but I was just like, there was a real connection of, oh, we could be friends and that would be nice.
That's very nice. I have I don't know if you guys did, this is something I've never talked about, mm-hmm. which is the goal here.
Yeah,
I stalk people I want to be friends with. Is that normal?
Yeah, I think so.
Or like you know when there's a person in your vicinity, you're like, oh, I really want to be friends with them, and sometimes you like make those moves toward, like in college, the most bold one was my friend, now my friend Loveless. I knew he loved the musical Cats, and I didn't care about it.
And you still wanted to be friends with him?
Well,
it was Jesus Christ.
I was in college a long time ago.
Oh, that's true.
So,
Cats always sucks.
This wasn't real. Yeah. Listen, I wanted this
you
gay
like the guy
friend, you guys.
All right, okay.
So, I like had it in my car and then gave him a ride to like a party. We were in this group, and then
wow,
I was like,
shut
hey,
up.
Do you like cats? Like, I didn't know.
Holy
like,
shit. That's
that,
real
that is
stalker.
A
no, like
stalker.
A weirdo.
Stalker.
No, like a weird. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay.
So yes, so I've had
that
designs.
That is a reveal that I've learned about you.
Yeah, no, I'm
you're
weird.
Intense.
I'm
yeah.
intense. I have learned I'm intense. So I've had designs on Jackie for a while.
We will be friends. She doesn't know it yet, but it's happening.
Well, I haven't had alcohol for like 9.5 years. And for me, it's like you realize.
Mm-hmm.
It was that last one that I was like, oh, and I made two phone calls. One, Jane Edith Wilson, also from the comedy, people who I knew from comedy who had stopped drinking. And the second one was to Jackie, just to say, like, to sort of out myself. And we didn't know each other that well, but we're certainly like familiar, like very familiar, but like we didn't have lunch or we'd have sleepovers and stuff.
Right. Pillow fights.
So
you know, like ladies do with their friends.
Like ladies do.
We've heard. We've heard and we're very excited to find out more.
So many good films about it. So
the writing's amazing in Porky's. Have you seen that?
Whack.
Much darker film than you think it's going to be.
Oh,
I think it's just going to be a TNA romp and it gets real dark.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, go ahead.
Cats is not okay, but Porky's is some thing that's okay to talk about.
That's how bad Cats is. Porky's has more substance than Cats somehow.
All I remember is Peter McNichol was in it. So I called her and this is what she said that was great, because I was just like, I was like, yeah, I have this thing and I think I shouldn't drink anymore. She's like, okay, all right, you know, and if you want to go to some places together and where people talk about that stuff. And I feel weird. Like, I go, what? So like, I can, so like, I would never, like, if I do this, like, I can never drink again. And and she just listened like a good person does. And I remember saying, but like, what if like all performers, if I win an Emmy, like I can't have like champagne or whatever. And she's just real calm and quiet, goes, sounds like a question an alcoholic might ask. And I was like,
you're going to plan like 19 years in advance or 2.5 years in advance. Yeah, like, yeah. What if I get married?
Were you nominated for one of those? Or are you engaged?
Is
the wedding next week?
When do you think that's going to happen? You want to plan that drink off 2.5 years from now?
But a wine tour in France. What if I'm on it? Do you have tickets? No. A passport even? No.
Right. That's good for me for saying that because that's hilarious. Because people do sort of, they're like, well, I'm thinking of never doing ayahuasca again, but what if I get really upset and uptight and I want to check out what's going on inside my mind and like take a short, you're like, but none of that's happening. That's a future. You have to go, okay, well, I'm not going to do it for 2 months then, and then I'm going to do it. That's
what
crazy,
if
Bill.
Right. James Franco offers it to me from an ayahuasca tree that he grew himself? Like, it'd be right. So rude not to.
Right.
Have you met him? Do you know?
I've noticed that most people that do quit drinking, many of them do say,
if Dennis Quaid asked me out, I'd do it.
You're right. Yeah. Nobody no, but like they will say, like, I just wanted to see if I could go a month, and here I am 2 years later. Like, you know. Like,
that's cool.
So it's like they, you know, a lot of times it does just start out with somebody saying, let me just see if I can go for a little while. And then.
Right. Like that whole January thing where, and then. I mean, some people are just like, well, I have to, how will I feel if I don't drink? Because especially with stand-up, the booze is always there.
It's always there.
And
everywhere
often
you go.
Super free. So, yeah. And because it's free, you're like, well, and I can't even turn down, it's hard at like the catering table. I'm like, I don't even like that, but it's free. Yeah. And why is there salmon here? I don't buy salmon.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I've been meaning to talk to you about it. Well, you should buy salmon.
Here's the bad news, Jackie.
Yeah.
She was doing that just to be friends with me.
Exactly. She stayed sober now 9.5 years only to be friends with me.
No.
She's like, I realized Jackie doesn't drink.
First, I had to drink. Right. I didn't even like it.
Yeah. Right.
I had to drink too much. I can't tell you how many dudes.
This has been 20 years in the making.
So many guys benefited from me wanting to be friends with you. Like, they got action left and right. A couple of them didn't even want it. But I was like, essentially a predator, and then I had to get real sad.
Yeah.
And then
this is the longest grift in the world.
No,
just to be friends with me.
A real long con.
Yeah.
But when we start seeing each other again, when we would meet for breakfast, like I am like a 9-year-old sometimes with friend. Like I just like will tell her like I just like hang out with you.
We're just friends now.
I just like
yeah, you're mm-hmm. just, you say,
I, this breakfast really helped me. Thank this you. Is,
yeah, it's nice. I mean, she's really honest about friendship.
That's great.
I'm more standoffish about friendship.
She is.
In what way?
It's well, because I want
every way.
No, I want to be friends. I want to be friends with a lot of people, and so it's hard for me to become close friends with people, and so.
Do you feel like a general friendliness prevents you from actually forming deeper connections to people?
It can, yeah. It's like, because I have these, like, Tuesday morning sort of gathering, like, comic brunch, and I don't ever get to really talk to everybody, but I always like being surrounded by a lot of different comics, and so it's kind of a friendship kind of brunch.
I'm surprised to hear that about you, because I've in the short time that I've known you, you seem to have a very good friendship with Maria Bamford. The two of you, obviously, Laura and you, have a very great friendship. You seem to have become closer with Laurie Kilmartin, and you guys are doing a podcast. Mm-hmm. It seems like you are
I've had to work at it. I mean, the one of the great things about Laura House right here. Who's
I don't
right
give
here,
up.
No, okay.
She's right there.
Good.
She's like, hey, we're friends now.
Hey, you turn around.
And,
I'm there.
Did you need to get anything off your chest?
You gotta call the cops to get rid of me.
I'm gonna.
You're also a very easy person to talk to, though, too, because I remember the first time we ever were hung out alone was to do your podcast. It's the only time, I think. But it was to do your podcast. But I remember calling you on my way to your house,
mm-hmm.
And I was really mad about a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I vented to you for a while. Mm. I was like, I'm sorry, can I just get this off my chest? You're like, sure. And I vented and you... And
time
you
out. Gave... How many, like, how many conversations had you had previous to Joe shitting all over this telephone conversation?
Less than six.
Yeah, not a lot. I didn't say the person's name. I was
No, you
mad.
Didn't. And then later, yeah. I tried to guess.
Why are you shaking your head at me, Kurt?
I love it. I love it. Because it, you, when you have to vomit up a bunch of emotions, you kind of will just do it wherever. You're not very discerning.
Well, that's how like vomit six works.
And like, oh, you're going to be the recipient point. Of this reveal, but I'm not going to tell you who I'm talking about. But then, like, the next two times I saw you, I was like, was it this guy? How about this guy? Was it this guy?
You kept, and he won't mind that you were saying this, you no. kept you kept thinking it was Andy Kim.
I kept guessing Kindler.
And it
yeah.
wasn't. I've never, ever had a difference with Andy in my life and in my friendship with him. And Andy, but Andy does have a thing where he likes to really come at me on Twitter. And to the point where people have written to me and been like, why is Andy Kindler attacking you? And I was like, he's just joking.
He is, yes.
But like, he'll do it. He'll troll me for like half a day sometimes. And my favorite one was when I did WTF, he did like a live tweeting of listening to it. And he goes, hey, Joe DeRosa, does anything have to be funny with you?
Kindler, man.
He's so funny. But Jackie kept texting me and being like, are you sure it's not Andy?
I think it's Kindler. I think it's not Kindler? It's okay. Not, yeah, still not Kindler. And,
but we
enough.
Also played laser tag that one time, all of us.
With Ron Funches.
And Andy was riding me that day, too.
He really was like, which is why I thought it might have been Kindler. Right. Because I was irritated for you by the end of that day. I was like, Jesus, because he was really busting on you so hard that I was like, he's the nicest New York comic I've met in a dozen years. Cut him some slack, man.
I love it so much when he rips on me. Like, yeah. Don't ever be irritated for me. It makes me laugh so hard because I know him. I was a fan first before I was friends with him. So it's like, I get such a kick out of that. I'm like, Andy Kindler's making fun
yeah,
of me.
Yeah, you're on the
like,
list.
His like, borscht belt thing that
Chris
he does.
Hayes.
Yeah.
Finally.
The people he trolls.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's a lot of
Twitter
fun.
Twitter was made for him.
Yeah. But anyway, we're digressing. The point is I didn't know you very well.
Right.
As you said, under six times.
Right.
Just human interactions under six times, not even conversations yeah. plus whatever.
Right.
So you were very, but you were very nurturing in that moment. So you know.
Sure.
I have a theory.
You got a theory?
Yes. I think Jackie is you think you're tougher than you are, or like maybe I'm tough was like an old thing that used to be true mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah.
Because she is like, again, she's, when I stopped drinking, I looked to her. I'm now wanting a relationship and I look to her and the relationship that she made. And I'm often like, how did that happen? And how, like I literally have no idea. Like, what do you do? And she's like, you have to stop having sex with people. Pell mell, and I'm like, noted. I'm like putting notes on my phone. Okay, don't just meet them then have sex. How many dates have there been? I'm like, dates. Anyway, you guys.
Right.
But she's like, here's a method you could do, and she's very like wise and open and open hearted. But like, and I say, I think she might think she's tougher than she is because there have been times when, like, I've said something.
I certainly love this podcast.
What?
I sound amazing.
You're amazing. But like, or I go in for a hug and you're like, I don't know, I'm awkward. I don't hug. This is weird for me, or this is, and it's like, but it isn't because you talk about, you're very open hearted and
very
tender hearted.
Well, that's lovely. And I can, you know, the cruise that I was on mm-hmm. had the funniest buttons.
Was this the Jonathan Coulter?
Yeah, Jonathan Coulton Nerd Cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So you could wear either one of those buttons.
Oh, that's interesting. So they have. So these are, for those of you at home that can't see, these are...
Of course.
There's two buttons in this package. There's a green one that says, yes, I do
Yes, I want can do friendship.
To do friendship right now. And there's a red one that says, no, I do not want to do friendship right now. So you'd wear this and it would either say, talk to me or don't talk to me.
Right, right. So it's...
were people wearing them on the boat?
Yeah, yeah.
Where did some people wear the no, I do not want to do friendship
yeah.
right now?
Yeah.
I love this.
I think Jackie thinks she's a no, I don't want to do friendship, but I think she's really a yes, I do want to.
Did
do
you wear
friendship.
The red?
I didn't wear either of them. Andy, my husband, he wore only the yes.
Andy Kindler?
I'm married to Andy Kindler. And
that's the real reveal here. That's the real story.
No idea.
It's Andy
also,
Ashcraft.
She's been trolling you from his account.
It's I been really Jackie want to be this, friends with
it's
you.
It's been Jackie Kindler this whole time.
Andy would wear the yes one, and then when he didn't want to do friendship, he would go hide in our room.
Like, that's a normal way to do it.
Which I think has always been a normal. But sometimes if you're shy or you're on the spectrum or if you don't want to deal, if you just want to kind of be around people but you don't want to talk to them, that button's awesome.
I mean, it's such a great idea.
I have mixed emotions about this.
Talk to
on
me.
On one hand, I appreciate the honesty of it. On the other hand, my reaction is, get over it.
Hey, nerd.
It's you got to get over it. There comes a time in your life where it's like you're no longer just socially awkward. You're just a fucking asshole. Like, learn how to adjust. Learn how to politely exit and maneuver out of a conversation if you don't want to be a part of it.
But if you haven't learned how to do it, and this is 1,780 people,
mm-hmm. yeah.
who mixed review. I mean, that's the range of people having, they just like this guy and they're like, well, I want to go be friends with people maybe,
right.
but they're super shy or something. I think it's, I think they've all met some really nice people.
I think it's very useful to wear around comedy fans.
Oh,
because
oh,
I
God.
Think they don't, some of them don't have a very established idea of who wants to talk and who wants to not talk. So it's not about you not being able to like organize your way around it, but you, if you want to go outside and hang out with people, but you don't want to like chit chat a whole bunch, you wear this little
it'd
red.
It'd be great for famous people.
I only want to wear this red one.
Keep it moving though. I would do what Jackie did, not wear either. Because, you know, you start talking to me, I'm not into it. It's just, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is we are habitually getting closer and closer to putting ourselves in permanent
isolation
pods. You know, everything is catered to us. Our phone gives us the news stories we request and, you know, everything is fed to our liking. And I think it's important in life to go, I'm not going to put a button on. I'm going to experience something shitty sometimes and then go over to my friend Jackie or Kurt or Laura and go, oh, this fucking idiot over there.
This is why Joe does things. He does things to complain about them. I've had this theory about him for a very long time. He specifically has shitty experiences so he can fucking vomit about them later.
Never told me about this theory. What is this
it's
theory?
It's a new theory.
That's the whole theory.
That you have a low bar for like whether you should do something or not because you know either it's going to be good or I'm going to be able to shit on this person later.
Oh, yeah, go write something in the sky with a plane. You so would not wear the red button. You love people. Is that your wife calling your phone?
No.
The you love people. You're always doing some goofy public hoax thing where you're like, let's all march down to the river and we'll drink out of it. You're always doing something like that.
Kurt Brunneller, Pied Piper.
River drinker. Up next on Comedy Central.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Now, so we do do something here.
Wait, can I?
Yes.
Before we move on from the buttons, no one expressed concern for the yes, I want to do friendship right now because that one makes me so sad that I would be wearing the yes, I want to do
and
friendship,
no one would talk
and no
to you.
One would be wanting
but everyone
to do my
did
friendship
talk to them.
With me.
There was the nicest. Aww. These were the nicest humans on the
fucking
planet.
No, that's what
planet.
I've heard. I've heard about this cruise so often, primarily from like Cameron Esposito and Rhea Butcher and mm-hmm. Ted Leo, and they say that they are the nicest group of human
they're
beings.
Genuine. They like, what did Chelsea Kane say? Chelsea Kane's she writes murder mysteries, uh-huh. and she was one of the paid guests, and she said, you people have restored my belief in humanity because they are genuinely they're working hard to be better people and it's you know they're a bunch of nerds but they're self-proclaimed nerds
yeah.
and sometimes they don't want to talk to people and they'd also don't want to tell you that they don't want to talk to people, so they got to wear the buttons.
At least they're not the denial nerds.
I will adjust.
You don't want to be on that cruise.
Nope.
I will adjust my opinion then.
Okay.
And I will say that if a couple buttons is what it takes for there to be decent people in this world, I support the buttons.
There you go.
I like,
all right.
That's so I like that you have an open mind.
Yes.
Yeah. I do.
Now we do this with all of our guests.
Please.
It's called Air It Out. And so you have an opportunity, both of you, to bring something up to your friend that you have not addressed yet in the past. Could be something that bothered you. Could be something that you're concerned about. Could be something you just want to pay them a compliment and you've never mentioned it. But it's a time that no judgments. You can kind of bring up anything you want about your friendship.
Until we leave, and then there's a lot of judgment. Holy shit.
No.
Yeah, no, then there's another hour of this podcast after you guys go where we just rip you both new assholes.
We both come back a week later.
Laura, would you like to go first?
I think you... I said the thing about stock. I feel out of... I don't feel like I have...
I think that was it.
I'm pretty open with compliments, and I...
No thing Jackie ever did where you were kind of like, yeah, that kind of bugged me a little bit, but I'm not going to say anything.
No, because we're pretty... peas in a pod as far as like I can really love something and shit on it constantly. I guess that's a comedian thing, but I feel like she gets it, whereas like other people are like, hey, right, that makes me uncomfortable. I feel like, oh no, I just was trying to say a funny thing about
I think we've said weird things to each other and then have had to talk it out. I can't think of a specific incident right now, but I know that I've said things and I've seen you kind of recoil and go, well, I was actually just trying to explain something right there, and you cut I cut you off in the middle of like a rant or something. I know that I've done that where I felt bad that you were sort of opening yourself. Well, you were opening yourself up and telling me about something that was going down in your life. And I just put the smack down on it. And I was like, no, I get it. Anyway, you might want to, I don't know, go for a walk, get yourself a cup of coffee. I don't know. It's like, it was not supportive. And so that I have always felt bad that I
like that your Air It Out is an apology. Apology for yourself. Like, you guys are so nice. But it's I feel bad about this thing I did.
Well, you know, we're relatively new friends, I think. So it's like...
And it's new? Also very based in
probably
support.
Like 2 years.
Oh, Jesus, it's that new.
Yeah, so I think...
Well, we've known each other a long time.
But I think that we're...
Yeah,
Kurt,
I got confused
Kurt said
the
it was okay.
The what?
That we
Kurt
were new.
Said it was all right.
Oh, no, that's what we like, because we're newish friends, maybe 4 years.
Yeah. And our friendship was solidified, to me at least. I don't know
were
if you
agree
with this.
Were you guys a nom together?
No. Okay. We didn't become friends. We knew each other in New York. We were friendly. We didn't become friends till L.A., but our moment where I was like, this guy's going to be a lifelong friend, I think, was after we started this podcast. And Kurt's wife, we did a whole episode about it. Kurt's wife had a birthday, and I didn't get invited. And I was like, I gave him shit about it. And then I said, that's the whole next episode of the podcast, is how hurt I felt. And I remember thinking, if we can do this, and it works, this guy's going to be like a friend forever. And we did, and it was like one of my favorite episodes. We should re-release that old episode on the new network.
Yeah, we should.
But anyway, but it was a new friendship. We were...
Yeah.
And that was a dice roll to text him at that point and go, the fuck, dude?
Well, because there's a level in a friendship where you hit kind of a wall. And that's why I would say that I felt really bad the time that I shut you down when you were complaining about something. And complaining about something? Was that the right way to put that?
Probably.
Anyway.
Sure.
But it was...
It could have been. I guess I thought of a thing while you were talking, Joe. I wasn't listening.
I was barely listening to myself.
I mean, I was like, what is he on about? Yeah. But Jackie does have I guess this is an honest, terrible thing to say. I don't like so many of your friends. I just don't like so many of your friends.
Yes.
At the because she'll cast a wide net.
And, oh, for the
and,
breakfast,
which is really nice of her.
Yep.
And she'll say, you know, hey, if you want to meet at this place, like some comedian, just send it out to comedians.
The Tuesday
we'll
morning
be there
brunch.
Having breakfast
yeah.
at 11 or whatever. You can come. And I almost always say I have somewhere to be, but I do not. Whenever I sit and I enjoy my time with Jackie, and then the people start to filter in, and I go, I am so busy today.
It has been great.
And I am not usually busy.
That is
but I
great.
Do not like...
That is a huge reveal.
I do not like a lot of the people at the table. I like a lot of the people at the table. I don't like...
three
two
people.
Or so.
Yeah.
And then I'm just, I don't care for it. And
Jackie, did you have any idea this was true? Also, do you know which two she's talking about?
I do know who she's talking about. So
that's interesting.
Oh, wow.
I got a pretty good guess anyway.
Well,
and
everybody would say one.
There's one.
Everybody?
There's
everybody?
One of them.
I like that you're always going back to bringing that person into that circle.
There's one of them who anyone would guess.
Everybody hates?
And then
all
there's...
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But yeah, but that... So
it's a couple other people
also,
that drive you?
I don't like... I don't like groups
mm-hmm.
a lot of the times. I don't like groups.
You
so
need
like
a button.
The exact same that you're... this is interesting when you're like, I don't always get to talk to people one-on-one, but I like that I'm surrounded by these people. I'm the exact opposite. I'm like, yeah. I...
Only one-on-one?
I like a one-on-one.
Maybe
with
two-on-one?
A good friend. Yeah, like a nice
groups
conversation.
Groups are problematic, especially
ten
in
people?
Los Angeles.
10 people?
There's nothing worse than a group of people in Los Angeles, because it is just a pissing contest.
Nothing worse.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
No, I don't, because then I'm like, I don't know what, I can't really talk to you, and then we're, I don't, and so I just, I leave.
Yeah. Jackie, what's your response?
Well, I say take care of yourself and get the fuck out. You don't have to stay. It's,
she is harsh.
It's,
that was harsh.
That was, that feel harsh. It's, I can't say I'm hugely surprised by that, because it is a, it's an eclectic group. Mm. And I always, whenever I send out the big email, I'm like, bring whoever you want. If you have a comedy nemesis, you might want to tell me who that is, because it's a BCC situation. And so if you have an enemy, you know, like mine is Mike Birbiglia. He doesn't know. But
Mike is a lot. Mike's always been nice to me, but he's a lot of people's.
Oh my God.
He's
that's
fine.
So
he's
funny.
Totally fine. I'm just.
Mine's Brian Regan.
No.
Oh, literally.
Did you
no,
ever hear the,
no one's ever
the
mad.
Time that Mike Birbiglia and Bill Burr were on Bob and Tom together?
No.
And they started recounting like a past grievance.
Oh, okay.
Just like this.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike was describing it in some way, and Burr goes, I can't believe this is how you're trying to paint yourself in this situation. You are a fucking worm. And he kept calling him a worm. And then finally, at the peak of it, Burr goes, you are such a worm. I can't believe a bird hasn't tried to eat you out of the ground.
Well, that's a fantastic episode. I don't even know Mike. Like,
yeah, it was a good line.
I've had the same number of conversations with Mike Birbiglia as I've had previously with Joe DeRosa. So I just picked him out of a hat, by the way.
No, I know.
It's a good nemesis.
Kindler. No, he's my nemesis. And I don't know if you guys know this.
Now, I feel bad that I said that about...
What?
Not liking your friend.
No, that's
no,
the
no,
point
that's,
of this.
Oh,
that's
I want to say, first off, you should feel comfortable.
You've done something real.
And also,
real.
Thank you.
I've said too
you
bad.
Did something real, and we appreciate that.
This podcast, we can't stress this enough. This is not about... scandal and so and so said this. This is about
finding
the feedback,
Richard Simmons.
Yeah, the feedback we get is very much like we really appreciate that you guys are on there being very honest with one another.
Yeah,
and it's emotional risk and vulnerability, and like you took a risk. You didn't say anything inappropriate. You said
you really
something.
Didn't, but it's more real than anything I've said. Quite honestly, it's. I mean, I'm trying to. It makes me feel like I tank, like I'm super shallow, you know, like there's
no,
nothing
you're not,
there.
Because your aired out was equally as great, because what you said was, I've been carrying something for a while, and I feel that I have not been as receptive as I needed to be at times when you needed me to be, and I apologize for that. That's a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't undercut it.
All right. All right, yeah.
Well, congrats.
The tables really turn here.
It's nice.
I like the boys telling us it's okay to be sensitive.
I like it. Yeah. I like it, gentlemen. Well played.
Now, do you guys have plugs that you would like to
please.
Do? Because I know you have an album that's just come about, just dropped.
Yeah, yeah. This will come out in 7 weeks and put it back on the top one.
Nice spike.
It's called I Am Not the Hero of the Story.
And I'm going to read a download code for it right now.
But that's...
No.
But it's just for that card.
No, that's a free...
Oh.
That's just for you to get it for free.
Well, I'm just trying to
I had to
bit.
Ask a youth to explain how those cards works, because I have 1,000 of them, and I just, instead of CDs, you sell those cards, yeah. essentially. And so you could read that, but hopefully...
No, I'm going to download it.
You could either download it, and then it wouldn't work for them, or we would know 7 weeks from now that you never fucking downloaded it.
It actually would be fun to read, because I have one, too.
Yeah.
So we can share one.
Hey, I didn't get one.
It'd be fun to read. Well, you're definitely not getting one now.
The bit doesn't work. It's way too long of a code.
Well, I was going to say, what we could do is we could read that code on the air, and it's literally the listener who can get it and do
first
it first gets it.
Oh, there you go.
First download.
So I think it's just dropcards.com/JackieHero.
Yep, it's dropcards.com/JackieKationHero.
Okay.
So there you go to that. Then it is VJYFGYD96K. So then I won't use this one.
There you go.
And us know, tweet at us, whoever gets the album and gloat that
right.
you got it.
Yeah.
So
and tell me how you like Andy Kindler. He's like, I got it.
He's on Twitter right now screaming about Joe Biden.
There's no question. There's no question he's yelling at everyone on MSNBC.
So go ahead.
Way to go, jerk.
Do you have a plug?
I am on Twitter at I'm Laura House, and I do a podcast called Will You Med With Me, where I teach comedians to meditate.
Nice. Will You Med.
Will You Med With Me.
Love it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And she teaches people to meditate, and then she just recorded her first special.
Where did you record it? In Portland.
Portland. Yeah, I did. It was independent, so we'll shop it around. But yes.
But where at?
An hour long.
It's
Curious Comedy.
That's
great.
Yeah.
Yep, I know Curious
Congrats.
Comedy.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Keep an eye out for that. The only plug I have right now, because I don't know where the hell I'll be on the road. I know I'll be in Amsterdam in August, so if you know this will come out before then. So if you're in Amsterdam, check that out. And I'll be at Clusterfest in June in San Fran, so come check me out there if you can. But the big main plug I have is, you know, a lot of trolls a couple of years ago brought all my album ratings down real, real low with fake one-star reviews. So if I could have your support in getting some good reviews.
Especially for this podcast as well as for all of Joe's work.
Yeah,
for all
yeah.
of Joe's albums.
This podcast and my five albums.
I'm used to a 5-star review, and because I'm now involved with Joe, you know, it's being
wow.
brought down.
Yeah.
So
and
just to even help me, if you don't want to help
brand.
Joe,
I
help
was,
me.
I was used to 5-star reviews. So please go give my albums, if you like them, a few 5-star reviews.
And as long as you're on iTunes, give mine a 5-star review.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got
yeah.
4 albums. Albums, knock
go.
Yourselves out, Americans.
Yeah.
And meditate with me.
Yeah.
And
I will thank you, Joe, for not letting me do my plug. This is I'll be in Vegas at the Crapshoot Comedy Festival May 18th, 19th, and 20th. Of course, you can download my album, Give Me 5 Stars. It's called Trust Me. It's on Comedy Central Records. Thank you.
Thanks.